lot of people have asked us, what do you guys do during your break? And what did you do during your time off and stuff? And normally I don't say these things. And just to explain myself here, I don't like to share Jazz Pop's business with the entire world. But this time I think I will, because I'm part of the business too. And just to further explain myself is, in the new year, you have a lot of new shows that are pitched in the TV world that are trying to get picked up, new sitcoms, new lawyer dramas, cop dramas, you know, the usual hospitals and stuff. And a lot of people audition for it. And we did, which I'm going to explain and share with you. But Hollywood is not exactly original anymore, Jazz, right? They're always remaking everything. They try to remake Magnum P.I., Karate Kid.
Old news, and they've run the remake thing to its deathbed. They can't remake anymore.
Well, they have.
30 they've done have sucked.
However, yes, that is until Jazz Pop and some of the RDM cast, some, you know, friends of mine around here, we did some auditions, because there's a lot of good shows from my past that are being remade now, and we auditioned for them, and I just happen to have them here. Now, you may remember Perfect Strangers, that 1987 classic from ABC, Perfect Strangers, starring Bronson Pinnock and Mark Price. And it was a good show. I certainly loved it like everybody else, but like many of you out there, it needs to be remade. So Jazz Pop and I, we auditioned for it over the break. We slightly changed now. The Hollywood's a little sadistic. It's now called Perfect Stranglers. And this is about two friends that had to live together, and one of them was always contemplating how to kill his roommate, as you can see there. And what a mullet, what a hairstyle that is. That is beautiful hair you have, Jazz Pop. I thought I told you that at the audition as well.
Yeah, they do. Thank you.
Yeah, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. So Perfect Stranglers, you'll probably see on ABC coming this spring. I can't wait for it. We'll see if that gets picked up. Now, like many 80s shows, we all remembered and love that wonderful 1986 classic that really changed the paradigm called My Two Dads, starring Paul Reiser and another guy. Now, I loved it. I watched it all the time. It was part of my repertoire. The only problem is we auditioned for it, and like the last one, they wanted to change some things. And who are we to fight? Well, now they changed it. Now we're doing My Two Lads. About two guys who, one of them looks very hungover on the left. Yeah, the other one on the right has just really cool hair. Yeah, the guy on the left has tuberculosis, as you see. And they have to raise this unruly daughter beneath them there. It should be a good hit. I can't wait.
Poor Angie, to be raised by us.
And Jess, I love working with you on these auditions. Don't let me tell you otherwise. Now, so that might get picked up too. You know, we're excited, everybody. Jazz Pop and I, we have been central casting background actors for a long time. That's kind of how we met. We met at Craft Services. When there was one sandwich left, we both grabbed it and fought over it. And then I said, you can have it after I...
And then we became friends.
That's right. That's right. We never competed for the same role, but if we did, you know, if he gets it, we get it. So now we're remaking a lot of things. They've called us back. And a lot of us, and I certainly do, I know you do as well, we remember this wonderful show from 1984 called The A-Team, starring Mr. T and some other gentlemen, characters, just wonderful. Yes, George C. Scott. Yeah, it's just a wonderful show. I grew up watching it. So they called us back and they said, well, do you have other actors you can bring? And I said, do I ever? So now we're going to be doing the B-Team that you can see here. I love it. The action scenes are great. And, you know, the one criticism of JS is he didn't want to give the gold chains back. That was the problem. That was a problem.
They were too heavy. I couldn't lift them off my neck.
Well, you didn't want to lift them off. You didn't want to lift them off. So, so the B-Team, you might be seeing that by this summer. Jim Fetzer was thrilled to be part of it. You know, he wanted to wear just one glove. We said, Jim, it's not the 80s anymore. You see Aaron right there. who is copping a fill on Jim's shoulder or something. I don't know whose hand that is, but and there's me. If something happened to me, I remember what happened. Yeah, so that's wonderful. The B team is going to be a great show.
I don't think most viewers know that I have never seen this stuff until you put it up during the show.
Well, you're so humble because we auditioned for it together. Now, because they were on the set too, they're remaking Gilligan's Island once again. And I'm like all of you out there, why remake a good classic? Why remake it? I don't get it. Well, now it's called Fetzer's Island. So we have Fetzer's Island. And Jim was actually whispering in Aaron's ear about Sandy Hook and all the tidbits. And Aaron was daydreaming of how the hell do I get off this island not soon enough. Anyways, so that's how that one is. Then, you know, there's the old classics of Miami Vice. Yes, just like yesterday, a young Don Johnson and a wonderful Pedro Martinez for the Dodgers.
Yep.
His acting career started.
He lives in, like, Cleveland now with, like, nine kids or something.
Yeah, nine kids and nine cats. And so we remade it, and I called up Mike, and, well, now it's called Organic Vice.
Organic Vice.
Yeah. And believe it or not, that's his own suit. He brought that suit. He loves that suit. And yeah, he won't take that off either. So now there are some other people on set that were also auditioning, and I have to give credit where credit's due. There's going to be a remake now of Charles in Charge. What a wonderful show that was, about a young man who's trying to get through college, but they gave him the dastardly task of taking care of a hot chick who's named Nicole Eggert, and a Willie Ames who's his pot dealer. So that's how that one is. So Charles in Charge. I said, well, how can you possibly remake that? Well, they did. It's now called Prince Charles in Charge, and he's as bewildered. And yes, poor Nicole Eggert and Willie Ames, he's stripping to get out there. So there's
Prince
that one.
Charles in Charge.
Yeah, I know. I'm probably not going to watch that. I don't think that one's going to make it. So now a lot of people too, they know that, we started making movies. Now Jim started making movies too. And I've already shared this one. We're remaking, we're doing Speed 3, Back on the Bus, starring yours truly and Jim Fetzer as, we're not sure who he was trying to be. But anyways, he was a great bus driver in the movie.
He drives fast, so it made for a good show.
Yeah. We didn't have to train him. I don't think he even knows where the brake is on a vehicle. Nope. That's how fast he drives. So we're kind of doing our own thing. Now, Jazz Pop shared with you that he's remaking the Pretty Woman series. And I said, are you crazy? Well, apparently he's not. It's now called Pretty Woman. Pretty Woman, starring Eric Stoltz and Jazz Pop. Eric Stoltz and Jazz Pop. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. How did you get that picture of my real body for that?
I don't know, but you have nice legs. You have really nice legs. I never told you. But now Jazz Pop did one of his toughest auditions of all time for Netflix. And I think this is going to be a huge hit, and expect to see it on your TV screen soon. It's The Speaker of the House, Netflix, a series. Not about anyone in particular, just about being the Speaker of the House. And, you know, I've always thought he can wear a pearl necklace. Don't be shy about that. So
I feel pretty.
Yeah, and you can see not much makeup was needed. It just all kind of blended.
Not that much, really.
No, look at that hand, too. He's commanding people with the hand. That's wonderful. Okay, so now finally, and you are pretty, and I said you had nice legs, and I sincerely mean that. I mean, look at those things. Really do. Now, finally, as our last audition, and I'm very excited about this, because Jazz Pop and I were true thespians to the core. We're talking like Juilliard theatrical training by just the who's who. And they wanted us to take on a very tough project, and I was very concerned. I didn't know if we could do it. Well, they wanted us to remake The Wonder Years. That was a wonderful show, pun intended. The Wonder Years, Fred Savage and everybody. And I said, well, what can we do? And, well, they said, now it's going to be called The Fonder Years, where I play the Well, I play the lead actor there is Fred Savage, and J.S. Pomp is, no, he managed to keep his goatee on. I'm not sure who that is on the right. She was nice.
She's got a really nice body.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. But J.S. Pomp was having a field day as we filmed the Fonda years that night. And I'll tell you, he was laughing hysterically. His spleen almost came out of his body. I've never seen such just wicked acts before. Okay, so that's incredible. The Fonder years. And Jess, I don't know if you're like me. I think that's going to be a huge, huge, huge hit.
I think it's going to be huge. Hey, that was my best line in junior high school. Because people would say,
it was great.
Yeah, they were like, I don't know, her nose is kind of big. And I would be like, no, she has a really great body.
No. No, it was great. It was great. And yeah, I know. I know. And she has a huge smile to whoever that is on the right. I forgot her name.
She's got good chompers up the front there.
Now, I'll give her. She could chew her way through a cornfield right there. Right there. She's probably working on building that dam. But here's a little tidbit. Here's a little secret. Here is they're actually now considering Jim Fetzer to replace Judge Judy. And right away, Jim got very excited about that. He said, "Don't even worry about it. I'll bring my own gavel," and he certainly will. Yeah, he certainly will. He's got his wonderful own hammer there called the Fetz. Wonderful hammer.
For hammer it's time. Like order in the court, or you know what you're getting next.
Yes, or tell me where. Let me build that nightstand for you. So anyways, that's just a little preview for everybody of what you can expect in the new TV season. And crossing our fingers that one of those shows gets picked up by ABC. Just to review, Perfect Stranglers that I think is going to be great on ABC. We have My Two Lads, about two friends raising.
I think that one's going to be a real hit right there.
Well, it's based on true events. I mean, the daughter's unruly. She doesn't listen, and she just ba-booms people loud. And then we have the B team. Don't let that confuse you. They're still good. The B team. We're unsure whose hand that is on Jim Fetzer's shoulder, but we'll find out one of these days. And J.S. Pop has an incredible tan, if you ask me. And then Fetzer's Island. That's a possible organic vice. Organic vice. And that's Mike Adams' real hair. Don't be fooled otherwise.
And his real suit.
It is his real suit. And he was wearing bicycle shorts, but you can't see that part. And here's the other one here. This one, not going to make it. Prince Charles in charge. Yeah. No enthusiasm. Pretty Woe Man. That's a lovely film, I think. I can't wait.
Yeah, but Dean, look at my butt. My butt could sell a whole show right there.
I mean, look at Eric Stoltz. How lucky is he to have worked with you on that film? I mean, what a just lucked out guy. Then we have Speed 3. It's going to be summer blockbuster. And then we have Netflix, Speaker of the House, J.S. Pomp's finest role. I mean, Citizen Kane can't hold a candle to what he performed that night. Finally, The Fonder Years, about three friends whose friendship goes awry after two of them forget who the chick was. So they soon disbanded as friends. Yes, and that's showbiz, folks. Yeah, that's right. Va-boom. So that's all right. So, what's it you out there?
I don't know how you have time to do all this shit. You know, everybody, if you don't know, Dean does all this stuff in just a few minutes throughout the day before the show. He's a master.
Jazz Pop, I don't know what you're talking about, but I will say, you know, love doesn't come in a minute, and sometimes it doesn't come at all. That's all I have to tell you. Okay. We'll be right back.